Saudi Arabia has a history of intervention in Yemen, a country with which it shares a border. This time, it's teamed up with the other autocratic Gulf monarchies of Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Kuwait to, quote, protect Yemen and its dear people from al-Houthi militia's aggression. The Saudi monarchy accuses Iran of backing the Houthi rebels, who also have the support of interests loyal to the former regime of ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Yemeni political and human rights activist Bara Shaban.
It's just a ground for a proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And instead of having that fight in the lands of either Iran or the Saudis, the battlefield is Yemen now. And actually, there are many people questioning, you know, the benefits of supporting either side, because simply they feel that they're fighting a fight that doesn't belong to us. And the result of it will either work for the benefit of the Iranians or the Saudis. Yemen will lose in either way.
U.S. Senator John McCain told FSRN Thursday that he supports the Saudi-led military action.
Well, I think they're doing the right thing against to try to stop the Houthis, who are clearly stooges and clients of the Iranians. And it also is a stunning example of the lack of confidence that they have in the United States of America. They have decided, because of this president's failed policy, to go it alone for the first time in history.
Yemen is the only country on the Arabian Peninsula not ruled by a monarch. Attempts to transition the country to a true democracy gained momentum in 2011, but stalled due to internal conflict and interference from external powers. The U.S. was reluctant to support the pro-democracy movement due to concerns about how regime change would affect its counter-terror program targeting al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP. Again, Bara Shaban.
Basically, the United States' interest inside Yemen was primarily or solely on stopping the spread of AQAP. And it based its strategy for many years based on this possible threat, neglecting the fact that actually Yemen is much bigger than a few 100 militias roaming around the country. It's a nation of 25 million, which I think it's time for the international community to realize that it's time to address their demands and needs instead of involving the country into a bigger proxy war that I don't think will end anytime soon.
For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.